Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is my good friend Dan Canobio. Dan, how are you?
I am well. I'm doing good. Yankees won last night. The Knicks won last night. Tonight we can potentially win a series, get back to doing that. I'm pretty happy. I came in a little later to the office today so I can sleep in, and I'm going to stay for the game. That's always a good thing. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. I have no complaints. That was a fun one last night. I feel like they woke up. They showed a little fight.
Final. Is it the first real comeback win they've had this year?
I think Joe's said that. Like, this, even like all the games have been kind of stale, kind of boring. Not a lot of big comebacks. Even 2-0 is a big comeback for this offense where they're at.
With where they're at.
Right. There was at one point the Knicks were down, Yankees were down 2-0. I was like, oh God, this is depressing. And then I love that Volpe was the one to open up the offense.
Get it going.
Get the offense going and get a nice little interaction with Cole in the dugout after his home run. Love that. And then you get Rizzo, all the usual suspects. Willie Calhoun, all the usual suspects.
Willie banged.
I don't know why I did that. I won't do it again. Maybe I will. I thought it was a bullpen was good. King came in, or should be the closer.
King.
And how about this? Look at this coffee I got.
Yes.
Look at the top on this thing.
Yes, Audio Jack. After you told him about that place, he brought me there yesterday.
Okay, watch this, guys.
Oh,
not a beer, not a cola. This is an iced coffee. Coffee of the future. I'm not going to tell him who it is. No free ads.
And the place has, I think, has like a weird name, if I remember. So
I was told not to say who makes it.
Yeah.
Strict orders. Wow, that is good. And it was only $3.
That's the
Nothing
other part. It was
$3
really cheap.
I thought they were like, when they said $3, I thought it was a mistake.
Yeah. It was like, because when he told me how much it costs and he showed me that, I was like, is there more ice in there than it looks like?
No, this is a big drink.
Like, that's a real amount.
It's good. Oh, I forgot to shake it. Oh, well.
You're
supposed to shake it. Huh. That coffee gentrified my neighborhood. That's so true. It's just coffee. It's just coffee in a different presentation. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't look 69
See-through
years old.
See-through can, just like, something about it gets me going.
It does. Got me going, just like the Yankees got me going last night.
Yankees got us going. They got themselves going. They win a game on Garrett Cole Day. They stay undefeated in Garrett Cole starts.
7-0 now? I think the Yankees have more wins in Cole starts than the A's have wins total.
Yes. Saw a good one that... since the last Oakland A's starter earned a win in a game, Bryce Harper has had and returned from Tommy John surgery.
A's, poor A's.
So the A's are in a tough spot.
This isn't Talking A's, thank God.
Thank God. Imagine if our careers were tied to the A's.
They are moving to Vegas. I was in Vegas recently for a fight, and it's a...
You'll be back.
I'll be back in Vegas a lot this year. It's a bustling sports town now, Vegas, between the Raiders and the Golden Knights. Like,
they'll take them in.
They'll take them in with open arms. It just sucks that they're leaving Oakland, because that's like, we had Jerry Blevins in the office yesterday. He kind of identifies with the A's probably a lot more than the Mets because he just came up with the A's.
Yeah, came up with the A's. He grew up an A's fan, as I recall.
Oh, wow.
In Ohio.
Like, they had some great moments in Oakland.
Yeah, that's going to be... I know, like, as a franchise, the Athletics, like, have moved around, but they've been in Oakland a long time. It's going to be weird to not have a team there and
not have them
there.
Everyone's leaving Oakland.
City of Oakland's lost all their teams.
Even the Warriors.
Warriors, like, they moved to San Francisco, so like, yeah, technically they're right there. Like, I don't think have to reconsider their fandom there, but
tough.
That's tough.
Very tough.
So underrated, grateful part of being in New York is like, nowadays they're not leaving here. I know it's happened before, but that was a different time.
I was alive when the Dodgers left Brooklyn. A sad day.
Yeah, a lot of grandparents have those sad stories.
It was sad. I wasn't.
That would be so devastating. Like, I could not imagine.
Blows my mind that that's a thing. Like the Ravens leaving Baltimore the first time.
Yeah,
in the middle of the night. Browns, sorry.
Yeah, they left four.
Art Modell, don't say that name in Cleveland. They literally left in the middle of the night. Like, yeah. One day you're a fan.
Out of nowhere.
What, the Rams? Like, one of my buddies was a Rams fan, not to drop names. Bob Costas' son, Keith Costas, worked with him, friends with him, no big deal. He was a Rams fan his whole life because he grew up in St. Louis, and then he just left.
They're just gone.
Gone.
Yeah, the Chargers left somewhat rapidly. It's crazy. They, so that's tough.
Yeah.
Should probably discuss the Yankees lineup.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Tell
let's
the people what
it.
The Yankees are trotting out there.
Batting first, playing very well as of late. Anthony Volpe playing shortstop. Batting second, Gleyber Torres. In the three-hole, first baseman Anthony Rizzo. Batting fourth, DJ LeMahieu, who'll be playing third. Let Willie bang. He's DHing tonight. Harrison Bader had a great play in center field last night, and he is back in center. Bowers, okay, let's roll in right field. IKF in left. Okay.
Left field. I just caught that.
I'm literally looking at this lineup just as for the first time. And Higashioka, the home run stroker. Behind the dish, and Clark Schmidt is on the hill. Interesting lineup.
Yeah, fake early what to watch for is IKF and left.
Yeah.
We have not seen that before.
Not seen that. It's new. I think he'll be fine. He hasn't shown any, besides some quirky routes, he hasn't shown any, like, oh, that's a bad moment.
He had indicated in spring training a comfort level in center that he didn't feel in the corners, which kind of makes sense when you think about it because the wall's on more sides of you. But Yankee Stadium left field is very similar to a center field. I think he'll be fine out there.
I played all three outfield positions. Center is by far the easiest. You get the best routes. The whole game's in front of you. Corners are tricky. Left field at Yankee Stadium has always been tricky.
Yeah.
More so during
Known
the day
tricky.
With the sun. But we'll see. That's interesting. I'm glad Bowers is in the line. I'm glad he's okay because that was a scary moment. And I was looking up stats against Bieber. Bowers has 7 at-bats against Bieber with a .286 average.
Okay. I like
that. Something to watch for.
So who's on the bench for the Yanks? Trevino?
Trevino's on the benches.
Trevino is Waldo, Hicks.
Really it, right? Isn't the bench short?
There's got to be a fourth guy that I'm just not thinking
Another
of.
Another outfielder?
Waldo, Hicks, oh, Peraza.
Good bench tonight. Positive.
They got pinch running options, I guess.
Pitching matchup is Clark Schmidt versus Shane Bieber. Bieber has pitched against the Yankees this year on April 10th when 7 strong. Pitched last week against the Red Sox, 7 innings strong. He's a good pitcher.
Good pitcher.
Rizzo, Gleyber, Willie, Bowers have decent numbers off of Bieber. And then for the Yanks, it's Clark Schmidt. Another what to watch for tonight is Clark. Do something.
And Clark is getting a straight-up start. There was fan theories of an opener. I thought when Marinaccio came out of the game after 10 pitches last night, I thought that might have been them tipping their hand to an opener situation. But
thought of that too.
No, it looks like just Clark as a straight-up start.
So, to steal one of your lines, Clark, do something, show me something challenge.
Show us something, man.
I want him
I like
to
Clark
kiss you on the lips after tonight.
I'd love to issue him that challenge. I would really like that.
Be nice.
So I guess let's take stock in the bullpen and examine the pitching path to victory.
Let's path it.
I would assume Mike King not part of tonight's plans.
I have him X'd out.
And Wandy as well.
Wandy pitched 2 days in a row.
So that's a scary spot to start. Because working backwards, it feels like that means Clay in the ninth, who just does not a great taste in our mouths about him right now.
Yeah.
I generally still believe in him. Like, is he that the guy we saw first half last year? No, but do I believe in him as a good reliever? In general, sure. Am I stoked that he's going to probably be the closer tonight? No. No, I'd love King or Wandy to be available.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. If there's a save opportunity in the ninth, it's going to be Clay. From everything that Boone told Jimmy and Jake on the last episode, go check it out.
Yes.
And some of the quotes from Boone are
they usual. Still very, very much believe in him. And on the whole, technically this year, he's been good. Two games with earned runs this year.
It's definitely on their radar. I mean, come on. It has to be. I think I have Schmidt for four. I know where we are usually optimistic we usually with our want, path.
Project them. You certainly can't pencil them in for more than five.
Four and third would be nice. I think Ian Hamilton gets into a game tonight.
I have to think Ian Hamilton gets into this. I have to think Jimmy Cordero gets into this. So let's say, so four innings, so working backwards, Clay for the ninth, fingers crossed. They are off tomorrow, so I guess if they ever were going to, like if they wanted to have Wandy come in for an escape, they can have that in their back pocket, I guess.
One or two batters.
But it would be for like the last out. So Clay for the ninth, Marinaccio for the eighth. So we have to fill five, six, seven. And that would be your Hamilton Cordero somehow combo. Abreu's involved somewhere in there.
Yeah. Quick nugget on Ian Hamilton. I told you I was going to blow your mind with the stat. It's not my stat. It's the stat of daughter of Beth Tepper, Sarah Tepper, a graphics dynamo here for John Boy
Love
Media.
Sarah.
She told me over in the lounge just now that her mom told her. No, her mom didn't tell her that. She's just the daughter of Beth Tepper. But Sarah Tepper told me that King and Hamilton have very similar stats.
Really?
And I looked it up here. Hamilton has a 1.72 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
King has a 1.56. 17 innings pitched for King. 15 innings pitched for Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
7 walks for Hamilton. 4 walks for King. 20 strikeouts for King. 19 strikeouts for Hamilton. Ian Hamilton's a stud. He's maybe not pitching
he's
in high
really
leverage.
Good. He's only being asked to do a certain amount. They're the exact same age. Did you know that?
I learned
both
about
27.9 yeah. years old. On,
have lived different lives.
On FanGraphs. They've had very different 27.9 years.
Look at, we're just talking about this too. Like Mike King looks like you put him in the 60s. He looks like he could have been in the movie 61. He's got like the haircut. He just looks like a good old boy. Not saying that Hamilton doesn't look like a good old boy. Hamilton's been through stuff.
He's weathered.
Weathered is a good word. Like they got to this point together, same age, different routes, same stats. Slombio.
He's been really good. They need to start getting him a couple more high leverage looks and perhaps tonight's the night that happens.
When I first laid eyes on the Slombio, I was like, all right, this guy will be up in April. 2 weeks. It's a fun guy we're going to have fun with. Don't cut that out. Don't clip that out. And but he's staying power, man. This guy belongs in the bullpen. That's awesome. Yes, Jolly, I will be at the warehouse tomorrow. And Luke, warehouse is not playing hooky. Warehouse is technically our job. Crazy as that sounds.
Yeah. The Jersey City office.
Takes quite a while to get there.
Yeah, it's a hike. It's a hike.
I get on the GW Bridge, and I pray.
Yeah. Of course, we, like, get the warehouse basically, like, the week I left New Jersey.
You're a city guy.
So I moved to the city, and, like, a week later, warehouse became, like, a place we end up regularly. I'd be there a lot more often.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason.
I would have just driven there from my house so much.
There's a reason that Zoe and Jack are so damn good at blitzball. They live, like, 3 minutes away. That's the only reason they're good.
They are close.
Take that.
So they're just always in there.
So you should grade my performance.
I heard about some exciting things happening in there that
you should grade my performance in BB3 on a curve because I don't live close to the warehouse to practice.
Yeah.
Take that.
So check out game 2. Check out game 3 where the Ice Boys played. That came out last night. And there's more Game's coming out tomorrow.
Charlie says Manhattan office is more of a hike for me. Maybe you should move in with me.
Jolly.
I love Jolly in the chat 2 days in a row while the Mets are playing today.
Mets are playing, he's watching the Talking Yanks pregame show.
I don't blame him. It's the hottest show on the internet.
I get it. It's a good show.
It's a good show.
We have fun doing it.
I love doing it.
And we have fun doing
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
First time doing a Homer Draft, drinking the coffee of the future.
That's monumental. That is quite a time.
I love coffee.
Me too, man. Didn't used to.
Love it. Can't live without it.
Been a couple years on it for me. Last night I got on the board with Volpe. Huge.
You got on the board last night. Nice.
So that was fun. That was exciting.
Not gonna lie, I was really locked into the Knicks game.
I had Knicks on the big screen.
I was flipping. I don't have two screens. I could have got two screens. I was just lazy. I was doing the old back.
But yeah, we're doing some back button.
But the back was very few and far between.
Like, it was when watching. You knew a break was coming.
Timeout, halftime, go to the Knicks Yankee game.
Yeah. It's a playoff game for the Knicks.
I was not switching off of any live Knicks game.
No.
Action, because it was
fucking,
but they're going back and forth. It was never bigger than a 5-point lead. I mean, it was an awesome game.
It was a close game. It was good stuff.
So you got Volpe. You're on the board. Love that.
On the board, I had Volpe and Glaber. Last night, I have the first pick today, I think. No, you have the first pick today. No, I have the first pick today.
Just say it.
I have the first pick today because I took Rizzo last time. I cannot pick Rizzo, Willie Calhoun. I was a day early on him. Volpe or Glaber. So I think that means my first pick will be Higgy.
Higgy Pop. I think Higgy has a home run off of... I could be wrong.
I'd believe it.
No, Hicks has a home run off of Bieber.
You want him? He's not starting.
He's not in the lineup. No, I don't want him. It would be not a great pick on my part. I'm going...
So you have two picks.
Going Bowers for one.
The inaugural Jake Bowers pick.
Bauer hits a line drive home run into the first row right field. He's got good numbers off of Bieber. And then...
So you cannot select... Glaber is Waldo.
Bader or DJ.
Bader or DJ. Or Higgy.
Give me Willie.
You're going slick, Willie Calhoun.
Willie keeps the banging going. He bangs today.
I sure do hope so, man.
Sophia and Noah.
The McFly gang? They're rolling around?
He was fighting me. I was teaching him how to throw a 1-2 combination before.
So now I'm left with an interesting choice to make. Looking at a stat real quick.
What up, Julian? What's good, bro? Tom Ace, you're right. Knicks playoffs takes priority over regular season Yanks guards.
And we stayed aware of Yanks guards.
Of course. Always aware.
Ooh. Okay. Bader I like a lot. But it's got to be DJ. He's
got to be.
He hits the ball hard, and he's seeing it pretty good right now. So I will go DJ LeMahieu. So congrats on your home run later today, Harrison Bader. I like DJ LeMahieu. He hits the ball hard. He's hitting it well.
Yeah.
And I hope he yanks one down the left field line for a home run.
It doesn't go left field a lot.
When he does, it's a homer.
Yeah.
If he hits it, if he pulls it in the air, it's a homer.
Yeah, they got to win tonight.
Turn on.
Got to win tonight. Very important tonight's game.
Really important to win tonight.
The calendar over there.
Fully make up for that worst loss of the year game.
Yeah,
win tonight.
It's crazy. Jake was saying it's like went so close from potentially going for a sweep tonight.
Yeah,
and then it could potentially be a lose 2 out of 3, or it could potentially be take 2 out of 3 before the first day off in 16 days.
First day off in a while, going into a Rays series.
Rays, Toronto, Rays, next 3 series. It's tonight's a big game. I just pumped myself
Please
up.
Win.
No
Please
Knicks on win. Tonight. I'll have full TV on Yanks. Talking Yanks recording night.
Knicks don't play until Saturday.
I don't like that.
Just like sitting on.
I don't like that. Three
sitting on that and a bad Yankees loss for a couple days. Like, yeah, please win tonight.
Yeah, please win tonight, challenge.
Please. Please win. I think that means we got to go over to the over-under. We were both correct on the under yesterday.
We're crushing those.
The Yankees have not earned my over yet.
You should put some money on that.
I'm trying to discover tonight's line. If you have any guesses on it.
Bieber, good pitcher. Clark, not so much.
Game one of this series was 8.5. Last night was a 7 flat.
7.5 tonight.
It is 7.5 tonight.
Just let me move to Vegas and just become like the guy that does these.
A guesser of lines.
It's a line setter. What, there's a real name for it. I forgot.
Is that
I know the name. Odds maker. Odds maker.
Nice.
Note, a funny fact. Algieri, my co-host, Inside Boxing Live, told me that when he was training for the Pacquiao fight, people were sneaking into his camp to get a look and see how he was. And it wasn't someone from Pacquiao's camp. It was people from Vegas seeing how he looked to set the line. That's pretty interesting. He was looking great. So he started off as a 15-1 underdog in that fight. And then it went down like to like 8-1.
Day before the line shifts.
Line shifted because he was looking so good in sparring. Pretty cool.
That's cool. When that's going your way, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, you're getting pieced up.
Or do you feel like you're getting like your secrets exposed?
That's another thing too. Like what happened in the Ryan Garcia fight, there was a mole in the camp.
Yeah.
Someone was giving Gervonta Davis's camp information. A weird world I live in when I'm not doing talking games.
Individual sports, man. Like, scary.
Yeah.
Shane Bieber going on the other side, even with Clark's struggles. I think the Yankees would get Clark out before he gives up 8 runs by himself.
You think?
I like what the bullpen does for the most part. So I have to go under again because the Yankees haven't earned my over pick. And Shane Bieber's good. And the Yankees, last night felt like an explosion, and it was 4 runs.
It did feel like an explosion. Last night was 6 total runs, and the over-under last night was what, 7?
7. So they were close. Close to a push.
I'm going over for no reason at all. Just to go over.
It's got
to
be.
I think the Yankees score a lot of runs
tonight. It's got to happen sometime.
I think the Yankees score a lot of runs tonight. That goes me right into my premo is that the Yankees go off tonight. 7+ runs tonight for the Yankees.
Just Yankees score a bunch of runs.
Yankees score a bunch of runs. Not saying it's going to be a laugher, but the Yankees offense puts up some numbers.
I think Clark like escapes a jam.
Like that.
Hopefully.
Early?
Like early and like really a confidence setter. And ideally he hasn't given up a run yet. And the Yankees like have a lead at the time, but it might not be, but at some point he'll be in a jam and like he gets walk off like kind of badass.
Looks
badass, don't he? So I'm predicting like a happy end of an inning for him, I guess. Is like what
it's pretty good.
Is truly what you're predicting.
I'd like to see him get out of something.
Maybe I'm just trying to manifest that.
We're rooting for Clark.
Actually, I guess if I was going to try to manifest anything, it would be no jams.
No jams, but you know, there's going to be jams. This Guardians team.
There's good lefties in this lineup.
This Guardians team. That's another thing I was looking out for is the lefties. Clark is obviously pretty bad against
them. He struggled
lefties.
Against them.
So, Jose Ramirez, Josh Bell, Kwan. I'm sure they're all in the lineup.
Yeah, I can look into what lineup they're trying out there. Kwan, Amed Rosario, Ramirez, Naylor, Josh Bell, Jimenez, Will Brennan, Miles Straw, and Cam Gallagher.
Passing. Luis Severino will start his rehab assignment tomorrow with the Tampa Tarpons. Tarpons.
So Thursday. I think we had heard potentially Wednesday or Thursday, so they've decided Thursday.
First of all, I always wanted to do a passing thing. That was pretty cool. As a fan of this show before, like, yeah, that was cool.
Nice.
That was cool.
Hit it again.
Woo! Felt good. Baseball. Yes. I used to watch the show.
I have had no sex.
It's a new one.
Who is that?
It's a baggage contestant.
Okay, I was going to say, it's no one on the Yankees beat.
Yeah, but they had said in an episode of Watching Baggage that we should play that the next time Plouffe does like a Lord of the Rings thing. So we hit him with one of those pretty good in the offseason.
Plouffe was looking good at the Dodgers game.
He always looks good. It sucks.
Like, damn, you're fucking good looking, man.
Yeah.
He's just tall and handsome and good at sports.
Do you know JT Realmuto is that big?
No, I was actually shocked by that too.
I like was going to reply to the tweet, but I couldn't think of a way to phrase it that didn't make me sound like... Everything felt like it was me taking like a jab at him. And it's like, that's not what I meant at all. Like, he's just like kind of a sneaky mountain of a man.
Which some of the best tweets are left unsent.
Yeah. A lot of mine are.
My drafts are wild.
Although I've been letting some tweets fly lately.
You never tweet anything like insensitive.
I never tweet anything that's like that I think is actually bad, but I've just been... I'm getting kookier on there again, finding myself on the Twitter streets.
Let's go.
So that's been fun.
Let's go, David.
So that's been fun this week. But yeah, everyone enjoy the game. Hopefully it's a record day W.
Yeah, let's get a dub. Let's win a series. I enjoyed this series of Talking Yanks. I don't know when I'll be back, but it will be soon.
Could be very soon. I have to consult the chat on who's going to come on next week.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.